Dave Moore on Today FM
podcast. I've got actress Aisling Franciosi with me. Aisling, let's talk Speak No Evil. I absolutely loved it. Well, I kind of also hated it at the same time because I spent the whole movie like tearing the armrest off the cinema seat.
Oh, that's good.
It is very tense, isn't it?
It's very tense. It's fun too, I think. It's that kind of interesting mixture of it. It starts out seeming one thing, like seeming almost like a comedy of manners in a sense.
Yeah.
And then the screw starts to turn and you realize, oh, this is turning into something else that's making me feel incredibly uneasy. And then by the end, it's just chaos. So yeah.
And
fun ride.
It is definitely a fun ride. Yeah, and it's your character's relationship. So Kira's relationship with James McAvoy's character, Paddy, that intrigued me so much because you guys are so kind of free and visceral in this. So I just wonder, how do you approach that kind of a role?
Well, I have to say, I mean, obviously it was written on the page. James Watkins had adapted this from the original film. But James McAvoy is just so lovely. And we hit it off kind of right away. I think we had some salsa dancing lessons at the beginning. We weren't amazing at it, but we had a good laugh trying to learn. He's just so much fun, and I think we're lucky. You know, sometimes you just have great acting chemistry with someone, and I hope that people agree that we do have that, which really helps build that relationship out. And that's part of the attraction, right? That for the American couple who are going through some issues, they see us as being free, fun, sexy, fun-loving couple.
Well, it is that thing of like the inverted commas proper relationship is that one of the characters Louise and Ben, but yet you know, so yours is the messy one, but really Kira and Paddy is the one you want to be in, minus the sociopathic behavior that eventually starts to happen, but it definitely is. It's such an interesting contrast.
It is, but I do think that with both things you kind of see, you know, within, I mean, to the extreme with Paddy and Kira, but you see that really you can't have it all. So there are going to be things in every relationship, I guess, that make it good and others that make it bad. And Kira and Paddy's case, very, very, very bad.
The kids in this movie,
oh,
how good are they?
So good. I mean, honestly, I think Alex, who plays the young girl, she has a better TV than I do. she's excellent. And Dan, it was his first movie and he was so good. Oh my God, it was his first role he's ever done. And they were just lovely to be around. Their parents were so nice as well. And they did a really good job. They were always, you know, obviously filming with kids sometimes has challenges because they're only allowed to work certain hours of a day and stuff. But they made the hours we did have with them very easy because they were super professional and just lovely to be around. Yeah, really nice kids.
And what about you personally? Would you prefer to watch this kind of psychological tense survival thriller? Some people might say horror. I don't think I would, but would you rather watch something like that or be in something like that?
No, be in.
Oh, really?
I am. I mean, something like the psychological thriller, which I think this is more the realm of, I'm a bit better at watching. I can still get some enjoyment, but I'm an absolute wolf when it comes to watching horror. And I've been in a few.
Absolutely.
I think I'd be out of work if I struggled as much to do them as I do to watch them. Yeah.
Do you have a preference, Aisling, between movie and film, or is it the process the same for you ultimately?
I think the process is ultimately the same for me. There are definitely things I like about TV and others that I like about film. For film, I do like that it's just one encapsulated, like it's a story encapsulated just in, you know, an hour and a half to 2 hours or whatever it is. And I do tend to find that the prep process is a bit more intense just before that, just because of the nature of the way you film. But on TV, for example, I'm doing a long project right now, and apart from the fact that we don't get all the episodes all at once, so it's impossible to prep for an episode you don't have. So it's the way you approach it is a little different. But in terms of the filming process, I think with TV, frequently you move a little bit more quickly, so you kind of just. I mean, I would always want to be ready to go anyway when I get to set. But there are things I love about both. You also get more time with your character if you're in a series. So
of course,
that's fun too. So yeah, I love both.
And in the world of movies, aren't you starring alongside James McAvoy again in Turn Up the Sun as well? What can you tell me about that?
Yeah, that was a really interesting project. A few months actually after we did Speak No Evil, James called me. He's like, hey, I'm doing this improvised movie. The director wants to meet you. I suggested you to play this part. And so it was a 6-day shoot for a feature film, and it was all improv.
Wow.
I mean, I was so terrified of the prospect, but when James asked if you want to do something, I was like, yeah.
Okay.
And actually, it was really good fun. And interestingly, I think there was a moment where we thought it was going to be a comedy, but actually, it's not at all. Yeah, it feels, I saw a cut of it. It feels very cool. It feels like a very experimental 70s art house movie or
That's
something. And obviously,
cool.
James, as usual, is so good in it. So,
I look forward to that. And just in terms of getting back to Ireland, do you get back here much at all?
I lived in New York for a couple of years, so when I was there, not so much, but now I'm, well, now I'm in Canada, but when I'm based in London, I do. Yeah, it's
Right.
so handy being so close, and my mom is there, my brother and my nieces and my sister-in-law are there, and obviously loads of pals. So yeah, I try to get home at least 2 or 3 times a year.
Brilliant. And when you are here, what's your first kind of, your favorite Irish thing to do when you, is it go to a particular place, a pint, takeaway? What's your favorite thing when you're here?
The water in London is so awful that I always
Oh.
look forward to my first cup of tea at home with Irish water
Yes.
because it actually makes a huge difference.
Irish tea bags, Irish water, and Irish milk makes all the
Yeah,
difference.
all the difference. So that sounds very cliche, but it's true.
No, I would be exactly the same. I've just been away in Spain and I got back and the first thing was like, can we just get an Irish cup of tea into us? Come on. Listen, really quick question before you go. I ask all my guests this, and forgive me, it is a little odd, but I do ask everybody, right?
Okay.
And I ask because I don't. Do you wash your legs in the shower?
I've started to recently because I saw the backlash. I used to just let the soap run down. But then when I saw that people thought it was crazy, I was like, okay, I'll start washing my legs.
You've caved. Okay, fair enough. Ashlyn, congratulations on Speak No Evil. I look forward to Turn Up the Sun as well. But listen, thank you so much. The movie's amazing. I hope everybody goes to
Oh,
see it.
thank you.
Thanks a million for taking the time to chat.
No, thank you. Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.